Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're most really, really proud of our team. We beat a heck of a basketball team this evening. We fought. We were together. We showed a toughness. And it was a big-time win for us. The second thing, our crowd was incredible. And so grateful for them, for the energy that they gave us, how loud they got, how they cheered. They helped us. They are part of our team. I've said that from the beginning. And I love the connection that we're starting to develop together, our team. And the crowd's a big part of that. I thought we were aggressive. Florida State is a team that, the identity of their program is toughness. And Coach Hamilton has done an amazing job during his time there of creating that culture. And we're trying to create a culture here of toughness. And I thought we showed that today for our guys to respond after a very emotional loss on Saturday with one day of preparation and to come back and respond like this is big time. I thought everyone that stepped on that court for us gave us positive minutes, and we're in the fight together. I thought we executed a game plan. We felt like in studying them that they had a couple of guys, percentage-wise, have not shot the ball well. So we wanted to try to shrink the court and to clog up driving lanes. They're a team that they like a lot of paint touches. They like to drive it. And then I thought we did a better job of rebounding today. Gang rebounding. So again, big time win for us. McGowan's was amazing again. For us to get to the line, I thought we did a great job of attacking, jumping into their bodies, drawing contact, and I thought we did a great job of stepping up and making free throws. So really proud of our team. We get a chance. This is the end of a very tough schedule as far as back-to-back games, Wednesday, Saturday, and Monday. We get a chance to get a little bit of a break and to start getting prepared for a different style than we've seen, in Syracuse's 2-3 zone. We didn't for a little bit. It was kind of like deja vu for a little bit. The difference was that we continued to get some stops that kept us a little bit, where we were ahead a little bit. And then Xavier hit a big shot that extended it, and that kind of opened it up for us. And so I thought we had a little bit more poise in that situation. I thought the energy from the crowd helped us, and we were able to make a couple of plays. That's who they are, all three of them. One of the things I loved about them is we got to know them during the recruiting process, and I said this from the beginning, all three are naturally competitive. That you don't find that a lot. They're very, very competitive, which means that they have a toughness about them. And then they aren't afraid. Not one time this year have they been afraid, and I don't think my team has been afraid. And so we're trying to develop that. We're trying to make that the culture of this program, toughness, togetherness, and fighting every second you're out there. And, today was a big step to beat a team that already has an established culture like that. Well, I think I've seen it all year, just the level of competition has increased. Yeah, but if you just aren't afraid, some people are afraid it can be the first game. You can have first game jitters. You can be afraid for that. Your first road game, we played at Iowa, you can be afraid for that. First neutral site game, St. Louis, you can be afraid for that. We weren't. In any of those situations, we weren't. Doesn't mean we play great. You know, we certainly, you know, did some things in some of those games that we showed our youth. I think what I think we're starting to grow up a little bit. Certainly, it's a little bit easier at home because you have the adrenaline, especially when you have a crowd like ours. But I don't think these guys have been afraid from day one. Well, I mean, he's just gotten better. I mean, he's continued to work. You know, he's continued to learn. He's continued to adapt to college basketball and to figure some things out. And, you know, we feel like that he has speed where he can get by people. And then he has athleticism, and then he has a fearlessness where he's not afraid to kind of throw his body around. He took a very hard fall in the first half, but still continued to throw his body around like that. And so he's a guy that if you really look during the season, he's gotten to the free throw line. And he did a heck of a job of that tonight. Well, I thought that, you know, the way our guys executed the game plan, you know, we wanted to shrink the court against them. And they're a team that they rely, you know, a big part of their offense are drives, paint touches, and then for those bigs, lobs. If you go back and you study their games, they get a lot of lobs because you're helping up on your ball screen coverage against them. I thought we were able to execute. And so TB wasn't strung out a lot. You know, I thought our guys did a really good job of doing that. And then he's getting better. I mean, he's working. You know, if you, you know, the three games prior to tonight, over the three-game period, I mean, he was averaging 9 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks. And the thing that I love is that he's starting to play through contact. That's something that he shied away from earlier, and he's starting to play through contact. I like, you know, I think he's becoming more confident, and he's provided a presence for us on both ends, and I think he's going to continue to get better. We feel like we're going to fight every time we play. And I think if we fight and we can play with some semblance of intelligence, you know, we'll have a chance. You know, that look, there are teams that we'll play against that are more talented than us. I mean, that's the reality. But that doesn't mean that they're better teams. You know, just because you have talent doesn't mean you're better. If you don't fight, if you aren't together, if you have a bad attitude, any of those things, then you cannot be a good team. If you're a team that's together and you execute and you fight and, you know, you have a little bit of intelligence, then you can have a chance. And, you know, we are continuing to grow in those areas. I don't think, no. I mean, they play a lot of guys, and so we didn't think we'd wear them down. We just tried to shrink the floor. Percentage-wise, they had some guys, especially in conference play, that had not been shooting the ball well. And so we just, I don't know if that's analytics or what, but we just tried to shrink the court. We tried to clog the lanes. You know, we didn't guard a couple of guys outside the three-point line. I thought that slowed them down. I thought our transition defense was really good. We didn't give them any easy baskets in transition. I shouldn't say any. We didn't give them many easy baskets. I thought, you know, us valuing the ball helped us. I think that helped us with that. But I just think, you know, we were able to execute a game plan pretty much perfectly, especially in the second half. Well, I have confidence in them, and, you know, I don't want our guys playing afraid to make a mistake. You know, I was fortunate enough, I played for a guy in college that, gave, you know, allowed us a lot of freedom, and I enjoyed that. And you know, I don't take guys out for mistakes. I take them out if you know, maybe they're tired, or if I don't think they're playing hard, or not mistakes as far as like a missed shot. You know, if you give someone freedom, if a guy earns freedom to take a shot, then look, there's never been a perfect player, so they're going to miss. You know, the greatest player that ever played shot under 50%, so that means he missed over half the shots that he took. And so I believe in Xavier. You know, I believe in all of our guys, but I believe in him to make big-time plays. And even though during that stretch he turned it over, you know, we have to continue to work with him on the reads off the ball screens. This was unique because that kid is so big and so long, and they didn't play it like most teams do. He was able to kind of stay back and use his length, and I thought that confused him a little bit. But he was able to make some of the biggest plays down the stretch for us, and we have a lot of confidence in him doing that. I tried not to pay attention to it.
Did that work?
Yes.
You've been here a relatively short time, and your crowd is energetic to the point that you're noticing them. They're chanting about wanting to play.
I love our crowd. I heard them doing the Florida State war chant. I love it. I love it. I love those. I love the energy that's in the building. That's the way I remember this program. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to come here, because I knew what it has been. And so I know, therefore, what it can become again. And to feel that energy in the building, to see the people, you know, to see the students, to see the zoo, to see them excited again about men's basketball is a really, really cool thing. And our guys love it. Our guys love it, and they appreciate it, and they feed off of it. Yeah, I mean, he plays hard. And all of our guys play hard. I mean, I don't want to single just him out for playing hard. All of our guys play hard. I think Pliz told me we've taken more charges this year than maybe the last 2 years combined. And so, you know, again, we're going to play hard. We're going to fight. It may not always be pretty, and we're going to make some mistakes, but there are going to be mistakes going hard. Well, I'm appreciative of that. I mean, there's no man in college athletics that I have more respect than Coach Ham. You know, if you know his story, it's an amazing story that was written a few days ago about him and about his plight as a man and as a coach in this profession. And throughout the years, he's meant a lot to me and, you know, to a lot of young coaches, especially African-American coaches. And so to hear him say that, you know, that's a big compliment. I'm very appreciative and grateful of that. you know, our staff does a great job, you know, from everyone, assistants, strength coach, everyone that's in this foxhole with us. And, you know, when I got here, that was my thing. I want people that are in the foxhole. This is not a 9-to-5. This is a lifestyle, and you have to be committed to it. And if you can't, then you can't be a part of it. You don't deserve to be a part of it with the way that we're building it. And so I'm appreciative of that comment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.